time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Buffalo on Sunday night.
Kyle, I asked you earlier in the week about how going against a red-hot Josh Allen gives you an opportunity to prove yourselves, and you thought there was pretty good confidence there. Do you think you kind of guys followed through with that tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think when we get into meetings Tuesday, that one long pass on the scramble drill, that's going to eat at us a little bit. But you know, I think we played a good game as a whole. Pass rush kept him contained for the most part. I thought DBs covered really well, even though Nate dropped some money today. But, you know, B-Steve too, so we got two culprits. But I think it all started up front. I think we were controlling the line of scrimmage really well. Travis, Beeks, Brody, all those guys, Herb. And once you get that shut down, then, you know, your defensive playbook opens up. So Zio could just call whatever he wanted to.
Kyle, so much talk this week about finishing games and not letting teams back in. What did it feel like to be able to get four quarters of dominant football tonight?
Yeah, no, it was good. I can't lie. We came out of half. I think offense went three down, and then they scored that touchdown. And everybody's like, all right, we don't need to do this again. So I think everybody locked in at that point. You know, offense did their thing. And I think defense settled down. You know, it was a mistake that happened, but I think we did a good job resetting and then, you know, doing what we needed to do to finish.
Kyle, it seems like Zach has gone to six DBs a lot over the last 2 weeks and to a lot of success. I mean, to your mind, does that really work for you guys?
Yeah. I think it's good to be able to switch up like that, especially a team like that. You know, that when they try to get back on track, it's a lot of pass and get our rush packages onto the field, you know, create some havoc, stuff like that. And I think that's what Zio and all our coaches are really good at. When we get teams behind the sticks, having stuff to go in our playbook and some crazy pressures and this and that to confuse and the other team have looks. But that dime package I feel like is good for us right now. But at the same time, you know, I think our will backers, dime backers, trend leak, everybody's doing their thing at the same time too. So if we get away from it one game, then I think we'll be just as good.
Kyle, it feels like the game often, it's a game of momentum. That Kyle Van Noy sack, the sack strip, just how much did that boost the team when the game was getting a little tighter at that point?
Yeah, no, it's big to get stops like that. You know, offense picks us up a lot, and we got to pick them up too. If they can't get a first down, something like that, and we're trying to chew clock to, you know, get out of here with a win. And I think, you know, it was a trick play that it was kind of like the last fight I guess they had. So, you know, it was a trick play looking for a big play, and we ended up getting a big play, and I think offense went down and scored after that. So kind of put out that fire and we get a win.
Now, was that a play that you guys have maybe seen on film or anything to that degree? And what do you guys think or communicate when you see Allen going out wide like that?
Yeah, no, honestly. We hadn't seen it on film or anything like that, but, you know, they were down, I think, two or three scores at that point, and you know that they could try anything. First, in my mind, I'm thinking back to Tennessee and London last year when they did the fake reverse with Derek, and they went like 80 yards or something like that. So I think everybody on the right side is just making sure it's not a fake reverse. And at that point, DBs in the back end did their job staying deep. So, you know, you kind of got to touch the stove one time, then it doesn't happen again.
Two more. Kyle, what do you think it says about this team? You know, the Bills were considered the hottest team in football coming in as Josh Allen, MVP. And for you to win 35-10, what do you think it says about this team?
I think it says a lot, but at the same time, you know, we didn't win a Super Bowl today. So, you know, I come out Bengals next week, division game. Bengals, right? Yeah. Bengals next week, division game. Going on the road, big win for us today. But, you know, we got to move forward to next week, and it's only week four, and we're trying to get to what we need to get to, we didn't get to last year. So we got a long road ahead of us, but I think we're on a good path.
You and Marlon made a bunch of plays, physical tackles, line of scrimmage. As a defense, did you guys talk about playing with a certain level of physicality? I know that's, you know, something that Ravens envision themselves doing. And do you think that wore on them after a little while in this game?
Yeah, I think we talk about that every day. I've been hearing that since day one of rookie minicamp, and it's preached every day. And it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to do it. And I think Zio and everybody's been emphasizing that. And, you know, Rose is the tip of the spear with that, and everybody follows suit. And you don't want to be that guy that's not crashing out there and throwing your body in there. So, you know, we got a day off tomorrow, so just hit while you can and then rest up.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate you.